This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed the Parliament of the Republic of Ghana in capital Accra today. Noting the friendship between India and Ghana, the Prime Minister said the relationship between the two nations knows no bounds and is sweeter than Ghana's famous sugarloaf pineapple.
When we look at Ghana, we see a nation that shines with courage, that rises above history, that meets every challenge with dignity and grace. Your commitment to democratic ideals and inclusive progress truly makes Ghana a beacon of inspiration for the entire African continent.
Speaking on democracy, Prime Minister Modi described India as the mother of democracy, stressing the importance of openness and dialogue in a democratic setup. He highlighted India's vast diversity as the strength of its democratic fabric.
India is the mother of democracy. Hamare liye loktantra ek system nahi balki samskar hai. Hazaron varshon se loktantra ne bhartiya samaj ko nirantar gati di hai. For us, democracy is not merely a system, it is a part of our fundamental values. From thousands of years ago, we have examples of centers like Vaishali. The Rigveda, one of the world's oldest scriptures.
The Prime Minister hailed the West African nation for its enduring commitment to democracy, dignity and resilience, calling it a beacon of inspiration for the African continent. PM Modi has also been conferred with the Officer of the Order of the Star of Ghana, the country's highest civilian honour, by President John Mahama. The Prime Minister expressed his gratitude to the African nation on behalf of 1.4 billion Indians. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi and Ghana's President John Dramani Mahama held delegation-level talks and the two nations agreed to elevate their ties to a comprehensive partnership. Four MOUs in the fields of culture, standards, Ayurveda and traditional medicine and a joint commission mechanism were signed between the two countries. Mr. Modi also interacted with the Indian diaspora in Ghana's capital, Accra, receiving a warm welcome from the members of the community. Mr. Modi has since left for Trinidad and Tobago on the second leg of his visit. This will be the first bilateral visit to the Caribbean nation by an Indian Prime Minister in two decades. The Defence Acquisition Council has accorded acceptance of necessity for 10 capital acquisition proposals amounting to over 1 lakh crore rupees through indigenous sourcing. Under the chairmanship of Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, the Council approved the procurement of armoured recovery vehicles, electronic warfare system, integrated common inventory management system for the tri-services and surface-to-air missiles. The Defence Ministry said these procurements will provide higher mobility, effective air defence, better supply chain management and augment the operational preparedness of the armed forces. The first ever Khelo India Water Sports Festival will be held at Srinagar's iconic Dal Lake from the 21st of next month. This was announced by Union Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia. The three-day festival will see five sports, kayaking and canoeing, rowing, water skiing, shikara race and dragon boat race. The open-age competition is expected to see participation of more than 400 athletes from 36 states and union territories. In cricket, Captain Shubman Gill scripted history by becoming the first Indian and Asian captain to score a double hundred in a test match in England. He achieved the milestone on day two of the ongoing second test of Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Edgbaston, Birmingham today. In reply, the host were 26 for 3 in their first innings when reports last came in. Earlier, India resumed at the overnight score of 310 for 5. England currently leads the five-match series 1-0, having secured a 5-wicket victory in the opening test at Headingley, Leeds. In Wimbledon tennis, India's N. Sriram Balaji entered into the second round of the men's doubles event in London today. Balaji and his Mexican partner Miguel Reyes Varela defeated American duo of Lerner Tien and Alexander Kovacevic 6-4, 6-4 in an opening round match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.